Okay, so good morning. We are going to be doing Daf Pei Vav, Daf 86. We left off in the middle of Pei Hei Amud Bet 85b. We were in the Gemara, smack in the middle of the page. We said, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that this document shall be to you for me. And he said it should be a document of banishment and document of abandonment. So the Gemara says, B'maikam ifligi. What is the machloket between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, Rabbanan savri yadayim she'en mochichot havyan yadayim. Partial declarations that are not clear, the Rabbanan holds, are considered valid partial declarations. Ve'af agav de lo katav la veden, even though he didn't write to her. And this, meaning what we just said, that this is going to be for you as an abandonment, so on and so forth, he didn't write that to her. Still, what do we say? Mukhamilta, it's clear the behag gita kamigarishla that with this get he is divorcing her. It is very clear. Rabbi Yehuda sabar, Rabbi Yehuda holds yadayim she'en mochichot lo avyan yadayim. Partial declarations are not declarations. V'ta'amad katav la veden, and the reason she's divorced is because he wrote veden. The mukhamilta the behag gita kamigarishla, because it's proven that with this get he is divorcing her. Then, if he didn't write, and this, then Amri b'dibura gerisha v'shtara v'raya b'almahu. Then I would have thought he divorced her just with his words. And this is only, the document is only a proof to it. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Hay man de katav gita. If somebody writes a get, lo lichtov v'din, you should not write v'din. Why? Demashma v'din, that the judgment is with you, meaning that people may misunderstand it, meaning that the husband is divorcing his wife only because that's the law. Ela veden, this. Velo lichtov igeret, don't write igeret with a yud, demashma igeret, that sounds like igeret from the word roof, like igera. Ela igeret without a yud. Velo lichtov, which is a letter. Velo lichtov limehach, demashma limehach, you should not write limehach, which means you might come to think that it means as two words, to me from this. You will be a wife to me from this, meaning it's a divorce, that makes no sense. V'lo lichtov limechach, demashma kichucha. You should not write limechach, which mistaking the hey with a chet. Right? You're supposed to write it without a yud and with a hey. If you write it with a chet, then people may think it's the get is given as a joke. Dityavyan, dityatsevyan, tlatat, tlata yudin. If you look at those two words, they both have three yuds at the end before the final nun. Demashma tehevyan v'titziyavin.
One of them is three.
Yeah, both of them are three. Right? They both have three yuds before the nun. Demashma tehevyan v'titziyavin. Meaning that you have to understand it because there's three yuds, you would be permitted and you will want. So let's explain what this means. So the Gemara says, "V'lorche levav de teruchin ulevav de shivukin." Why don't we just lengthen the vav of teruchin of banishment and the vav of shivukin, which is release? The mashma teruchin u'shivukin. If the vavs were not lengthened, I would have thought it's I would have misunderstood them to be yuds, and I would have thought that with a yud, I would have thought it meant banished women or abandoned women, not you are banished. V'lorche levav dechdu. And one, you could have lengthened the vav of kedu now. Demashma uchedi. For if you didn't make it long, if you didn't make the vav long, I would have misunderstood it as a yud. And then I would have thought kedi means nothing. Velo lichtov leit nasva. You shouldn't write leit nasva, which means to become wed, to get married to. Demashma lo it nasva. I would have thought it meant she may not become married from this get. Ela leit nasva. Rather, you should write leit nasva, which means that she can get married following this type of get. Okay? So the Gemara asks a question. Ibailahu. These are all just different things that you should and shouldn't do within the get. Ibailahu. Bainan veden or lo bainan veden? Do you need to write and this is in the get or not? Tashema. The itkin rava begite. Ech planya bar planit planya patar vetarich yat planita intete. Dahavat intete min kadam dena min yoma dena ul alam. He's saying that rava established in the get that you would write the following, that so-and-so, the first son of so-and-so, is releasing and banishing so-and-so, who was his wife prior to this, Miyomad dinan ulalam. From this day and for always. But what does it say? Ve'ilu vedan lo kamar. It doesn't say veden. It doesn't say veden. It didn't say and this is. So it seems like you don't have to write that. So the Gemara says, hold on. The Tamich, according to you, kulu mi kamar. Did Ravam mention all of the other languages that must be included in the get? Ela be'inan. Right? It didn't say that. Rather, so what are we trying to prove? We have to say that what is Rava trying to prove? We require all of those other things, but even though Rava didn't mention it, also too Hachaname, so too over here, Ba'inan, we require and this Veden to be included, but he just didn't mention it. It's not that it wasn't required. So the Gemara says, Miyoma dinan la apukim de Rabbi Yossi. When it said from this day, it's coming to exclude Rabbi Yossi, and the Amar is Manosh Hashtar Mochiya Chalav, that he says that the date of the document proves it. Can't just say from today. He says, no, Rabbi Yossi says from the date of the document. He says, no, you have to save it from today. Ulalam, and for always, la'apukim midiba'amine Rava min Rav Nachman. That's to exclude the question of Rava from Rav Nachman. Damar hayom iat ishti ulmachar iat ishti. If he says, today, you're not my wife, tomorrow you're my wife again. So he's coming to exclude that opinion that you cannot do such a thing. Gufos, then we said in the Mishnah, Gufos shel get shechrur hareyat bat chorin, hareyat la'atzmech. We said the document of freedom, he has to say, you are a free woman, or you are to yourself. So the Gemara says, itkin Rav Yehuda b'shtar zevine, de avde, avda denan. So he established the following. Rav Yehuda instituted in the document for slaves the following. Avda denan, our slave who we're dealing with, says, mutzdak la'avdo, le'avdu. He is consigned to servitude, to serving, to being an eved. Upatir ba'atir min cherure. And he is separated and removed from any type of freedom. Umin ilulei and any claims. Umin irure malka umalketa. And from any demands by, let's say, the king or queen. Any of that, he is not allowed to be claimed. Ureshum de'inesh la it aloi. There is no badge of slavery of any other person on this slave. And he says, "Umenukem mikol mum." He is clean from all blemish. Umin shechin and from all boils. The nafik adi titzard chadat ve'atik, and from any type of boil that may come, whether it's on his face now for a few years or it's new or old, doesn't matter. Any type of boil, he says, completely freed. So the Gemara asks, "Okay, my asvate, what is the cure to that?" You take ginger and silver and sulfur, wine, vinegar, olive oil, white, natpik, nafta, and he says you mix all these together, and you smear it, the mixture, on a goose feather, and that's how you would heal him. You'd be able to heal that, the boils that he has, with those type of things. Okay, these are things you don't try at home. Okay, new Mishnah. We saw this Mishnah earlier. Shlosha gitin pasulin. There are three gets that are pasul. They're rabbinically pasul. So the Gemara says, v'im niset havalat kasher. But if she married on that basis, the child is still kosher from the next marriage. Katav v'ktav yado ve'en alav edim. He wrote it with his own hands, own handwriting, but there's no witnesses. Yesh alav edim ve'en bozman. There's witnesses, but no date. Yesh bozman ve'en bo ela edecha. There's a date, but only one witness. These are three rabbinically pasul gets that the child will still be kosher. Vim niset avalat kasher. If she married, the child is still kosher. Even if there aren't witnesses, ela shenatanola bifnei edim kasher. He gave her the document that the get in front of witnesses. It's still kosher. And she can collect from properties that are mishubad, that are not freed properties, right? That are encumbered properties. She'ein ha'edim chotmin ala get elam imnei tikkun ha'olam. Why do witnesses sign on the get? Because of tikkun ha'olam. What's tikkun ha'olam? Right. So over here, the explanation was, we explained this earlier, that let's say the people who are bringing the get die. Edim isira die. Then the husband's going to come and say, I never wrote this get. How can you come and say, I wrote this get? So therefore we have witnesses sign on it. You can always go back to the witnesses who signed on it and say, no, it was kosher. The Gemara says, Vetu leika, these are only cases of rabbinically pasul get. Vaha ika get yashan. We had the case of get yashan, the old get. So the Gemara says, Hadam lo tetze, hacha tetze. Over there, you don't have to get a divorce. Over here, you have to get a divorce. There's a machloket. Hold on. That makes sense according to the opinion who says over here you have to get a divorce. According to the opinion over here that says that you would not even need to get a divorce in these three cases, what would you say? So hatam tinase lechatchila hachad diavad. Over there with the get yashan, we said you can even get married lechatchila, ideally. Over here we're saying ideally you should not get married on that basis of a get. If you did, then we say it's okay. So Gemara says vayika get kereach. We had the bald get, right? The case with the get with the folds. And we said also that was pasul midrabanan. Hatam avalad mamzer hacha avalad kasher. Over there the child is a mamzer from that following marriage. Over here the child is still kosher. Hanichal Rabbi Meir, that makes according to Rabbi Meir, makes sense according to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says anybody who changes the type of get, the child is a mamzer. Ah, El Rabbanan, but according to Rabbanan, they don't agree with Rabbi Meir. Michael Amir, what do you say? The Gemara says Hatam Tetze Hachalot Tetze. Over there they have to get a divorce. Over here they don't have to get a divorce. The Gemara says hold on, Hanichal Amandamar Hachalot Tetze. That makes sense. We're only according to the opinion that says that over here you would not need to get a divorce. El Amandamar Hachalot Tetze. But according to the one who says that over here, in this case, in these three cases of our Mishnah, you would need to get a divorce, Ma'ikalamemar, then what would you say here? So the Gemara says, Me'mekushar lo kamayri. We're not dealing with this type of get, which if you remember we discussed earlier, it's called a get, it's in the category of a get mekushar. So this type of get is not what the Gemara wanted to, what the Mishnah was referring to. And because the Mishnah was not referring to this, so therefore it left these type of gets out. And this wasn't included in the discussion. So the Gemara now brings, okay, in the Mishnah we said we had three cases of get pasul, and we said again, three cases of get pasul. So why did he need to mention it twice? So the Gemara says, and what is it, what's the importance by mentioning three, the number? So the Gemara says, minyane deresha, sorry, did I skip? Sorry, Michila, I skipped. Okay, v'hayika shalom malchut, hold on, we had the case of the get, with the Shalom Malchut, that if you wrote the get towards the wrong date of the wrong kingdom, not to Malchut Bavel, not to where he's supposed to, you wrote it towards the wrong monarchy, we says Pasul Midrabanan. Why isn't it include that? Hatam Tetze, Achalot Tetze. Over there, you're supposed to get a divorce. Over here, you don't need to get a divorce if you remarried on that basis. Hanich Leman Damar Achalot Tetze. That makes sense according to the opinion that says you don't need a divorce over here. El Leman Damar Tetze, but according to the one who says you do need a divorce, Ma'ik Lamem, what would you say? So the Gemara says, "Moikim la ke Rabbi Meir, to establish it like Rabbi Meir, like according to Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Meir say? That the child is a mamzer. That's what Rabbi Meir would say. So we would hold like Rabbi Meir. And that's why it would be different. You wouldn't include it. So the Gemara says, "V'hatam avalad mamzer, hacha avalad kasher." Over there, in that case, the child is a mamzer from that marriage. Over here, the child is a kasher. It's kosher. Then we said in the Mishnah, so minyana deresha lemaute mai. What was the initial part of the Mishnah that said three gets? What was that coming to exclude? I mean, minyana deseifa lemaute mai. What was the end part of the Mishnah that said three gets coming to exclude? So minyana deresha lemaute hanida meran. The first three, when it said three in the first part of the Mishnah, was coming to exclude all of those cases we just brought that are not included in our Mishnah. Minyana deseifa, and the latter number in the Mishnah of three, lemaute hadetane, was coming to exclude the following baraita. Hamevi get medinat hayam. Someone writes a get from Chutz Laaretz. Where do you remember this from? Where do we have this line? Hamevi get medinat hayam. So I mean, first of all, this is all over Shas, but this is from our first Mishnah. We already had this whole discussion. If somebody brings a get from outside of Israel, what's the din? So netanola, if he gives it to her, velo amar, he didn't say befanai nechtav befanai nechtam. It was signed and written in front of me. It was written and signed in front of me. Yotziah va'avalat mamzer. The very be meir. If they get a divorce and the child who came from that marriage is a mamzer. After that marriage. Right? Why? Because the get, you have to say, it was written and signed in front of me. The chachamim say, "Ein aval al mamzer." The child is not a mamzer. So, kesad yase, what would you do? You take the get back and you give it back there, and you say in front of two witnesses, "V'yomar, b'fanai nechtav, u'fanai nechtam." It was written and was signed in front of me. You take it back and give it back. Very good. Katav b'chtav yadov ein al avedim. We said, if you write with, you see their own handwriting, but there's no witnesses. So Amarav, Ktav Yado Shaninu. We're talking about his handwriting. So the Gemara says, "Hey, yeah." What is Rav referring to? Which part of the Mishnah? In Leima Resha, maybe it's the beginning part of the Mishnah. It says Pshita. It's obvious. Ktav Yado Ketani. It said his own handwriting in the Mishnah in the first part. So why? What's the chidush of Rav? Obviously, it's his handwriting. Ve'ela Ametziata. It must be the middle of the Mishnah. Hold on. The Gemara says, "Hare Yesh Alav Edim." It said you have witnesses on the get. So why do you need his handwriting? So Ela Aseifa, it must be the end of the Mishnah. Yesh Bozman ve'en bo Ela Edechad. It has the date, but it has only one witness on it. Ah, so the Gemara says, Ve'davka Ktav Yado. That's specifically when it's his own handwriting, when it's his own Ktav. Ve'ed, and another witness. Aval Ktav Sofer ve'ed, lo. But if it was the Sofer's handwriting and another witness, that would not be good. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees and says, Afilu Ktav Sofer ve'ed, even the handwriting of the Sofer and the another witness, that would be good. Shahare Shaninu, we said already earlier, Ktav Sofer ve'ed kasher. We said if you have the writing of a Sofer and another Ed, that's kosher. So, okay, ve'rav, Rav, what would you say? He says, Midame, is it even similar? Hatam kinaser chatchila. Hachadiyavad, over there, we're saying you can even the chatchila marry. Over here, we're saying it's only bediyavad, it's two different cases. Ushmuel, what would Shmuel say? La kasha. No. Ha bisafra de muvak, ve'ha bisafra de lo muvak. No, the difference is if it's a sofer that is fluent or not. If it's not a fluent sofer, you can assume that obviously he's only going to write a get if the husband commanded him. If he's a fluent sofer, then he'll write a get. But the non-fluent sofer is only going to go on the basis of the husband's commanding, and that's why you can believe him, even if it's the sofer writing and the another ed. Okay? V'chen amar b'yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said the same. Amar le Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said to him, Amar le yesh alav edim, says there are witnesses on it. Amar le aseifa, we're going on the end of the Mishnah. Zimnin amar rav tetzev, zimnin amar rav lo tetzev. Sometimes Rav says you have to get a divorce from that case, sometimes Rav says you don't have to. Haketzar, what's the din? Yesh labanim lo tetzev, ein labanim tetzev. If they have children already, then no divorce. If they don't have children, then he recommends that you should get a divorce. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. We'll do, this is a little bit of a contradiction now. We'll stop there for today. Okay? We'll do a 1 minute recap. So we started on the Amud Bet. We started by talking about all of the different versions of what you should say and should not write, should and should not write in the get, and how one little letter can make a big difference based on what people would understand. Then we got to a new Mishnah, Amud Aleph, about Shlosha Gitin. Three different types of gets that are pasul midrabanan, rabbinically. And the Gemara was asking, well, what about all these other cases? So the Gemara proved that no, those other cases are all different than our cases of our Mishnah. And then finally, as we started approaching the Amud Bet, we started by talking about, even when it said that it's his own handwriting, Rav said his own handwriting is referring to when there's a date and only one other witness. And his handwriting with another witness, him and another witness would count. Whereas Shmuel said, no, even the Sofer and another witness would count. And Rav and Shmuel went on this machloket, that Shmuel allows the Sofer with another Ed, and Rav would not allow the Sofer with another Ed. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.